5 cents a gallon, cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PLUS.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
Back here courtside at the Hangar, Lady Bombers lose this one to 51-17. Go check a few stats here. First for Mountain Home, Parker Husky finishes with 1 point. Cameron Mullen with 7 points. Amelia Rucker with 5. Lauren Waymire finished with 4, and that was all the scoring for Mountain Home. So I believe we're going to give the Dewey and Sons player of the game to Cameron Mullen, finished with 7 points tonight. She'll be our Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. Dewey & Sons, a plumbing company that you can trust. Give them a call, 870-569-3181. Again, Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. Going to go to Cameron Mullen. Rogers, on the other end, Brooklyn Owens finished with 4 points. 9 points for Kate Miller. Ava Maynard finished with 13. 4 points, Abby Harris. Perla Morales finished with 14. And Kennedy Blockberger finished with 3 points, and that's all for Rogers. They win 51-17. They're going to play in the championship game tomorrow against Farmington. That should be a good game. The boys' championship game will take place after that. That's Greene County Tech and Farmington. Now, that's going to be a really good game. Two bunch of great games all throughout. We got our seventh-place boys' game in the back gym tomorrow morning. But we're going to go over the games that the Bombers and Lady Bombers have. A few programming notes for you. Bomber girls will take on Springdale Harbor. That'll be at 1:30 here in the Hangar. And after that, the Bomber boys will take on Paragold. Both of those are for third place. So you still got something to play for there. You know, you still get a chance at a trophy, finish top three, you know, go 2-1 in a tournament.
Yeah, you know, and the boys have a chance to redeem that loss. And like Coach Fuller told me, he said, man, let's show them that we actually gave them one, you know, and come back and show them and beat Paragold there to get third place. You know, the girls, a little different situation. They came out here, rough game tonight. Now they turn around and play a really good Harbor team. They can't sit around licking their wounds too long because they got to get ready to go play Harbor tomorrow.
I believe they'll play in about 14 hours or so from now. Yeah. So you pretty much got to get to bed and prepare for tomorrow and just put this one behind you.
Yep.
So few things we can look forward to in the boys' game. You know, it's a rematch there. The girls' game, you know, they haven't seen them before, so you're still playing a team that's going to be comparable to the top of their conference. You know, we mentioned with Josh Fulcher earlier that all three games that they're going to play are teams that are similar to competition that they're going to see after tomorrow for the next 2 months.
For the conference play, yep. And the same with the girls. Honestly, I don't know that we will see anybody as good as Harbor. Maybe in Greenwood.
Maybe Greenwood or Valonia or someone in there. But
you know, that's going to be the upper echelon of our conference is what we're going to see tomorrow. So, you know, energy. Harbor's got two girls, Coons and Patience
McDaniel.
Both of those two girls can play really, really well. And, you know, we're going to have to come out and bring a lot more energy. But like I said, can't lick your wounds. Come out tomorrow and do that. And the boys, it's a redemption game. Let's go out and show them what we got.
Absolutely. So, again, bunch of great games here tomorrow in the Hangar. They start off, we're starting a little early. Where's that first one? They're going to start at 9 o'clock in the morning. It'll be a seventh-place girls game. And then the fifth place boys game, third place girls, third place boys, and then the two championship games after that. So still plenty of opportunities to come check out an eclectic buffet of basketball here in the Twin Lakes area
and
tomorrow.
I know the Lady Bombers and Bombers aren't in the championship game, but I know on the Lady Bombers, or on the ladies' side, man, Farmington, they're really, really good. That's going to be a
boys too.
Boys too. Both bunch. You know, you've got some D1 commits on those teams that are going to be in here playing. And if you hadn't seen some good basketball and want to other break, come check those games out. There's some good players playing.
So after tomorrow, the Bombers and Lady Bombers will be off until next Friday. They're going to wait till the next year and then just take a couple days off, try to recuperate after this three-game tournament, study up, get ready for their conference opponents, and should be a good fun run all the way to the state tournament. Hopefully we have two teams there in it. I think
we should. Yeah, we should.
So, again, the Dewey & Sons Plumbing Player of the Game. Dewey & Sons, a plumbing company you can trust. Going to go to Cameron Mullen, finished with 7 points tonight. For our producer back in the studio, Audrey Young, for Brad Coleman sitting next to me courtside, I'm sad. I'm not going to have you tomorrow. I have to see if we can. It's hard to replace greatness.
Duty calls. I got to work tomorrow, unfortunately.
Well, you know, when your name's on the building, you know, you can't really make choices like that.
I know.
Again, for Audrey Young back in the studio, Brad Coleman, my partner this evening and yesterday, I'm Dylan Conley. Ladies and gentlemen, have a wonderful evening. Enjoy the rest of your night, and we'll catch you tomorrow here on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7. Bomber Basketball is brought to you by ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate, Centennial Bank, Home of Family Dentistry, Dale Pepper Auto Parts, Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, The Locker Room, Scott Hayden Corporate Insurance, Strata Consulting, River City Forum, United County Realty, Wiper Materials, and Southern Breeze Real Estate. Join us next time to Bomber Stick Report for Mountain Home Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits.
Brothers taking it to the streets. Hopefully they'll be taking it on the road in 2022. I'm Brian. What's going on? It's a fantastic Wednesday, and it's also coming up for divorce attorneys, as you know, a big month in January. It's known as breakup month. A big month for acquiring.